SBS Radio.
For the 35 Australians arriving on Christmas Island in the early hours of Thursday morning, it was the last stop on an arduous journey. Australian Medical Assistance Teams, or AUSMAT, and Australian Defence officials wearing face masks helped them to disembark before one by one they were loaded onto waiting buses. They will spend the next 14 days in quarantine along with 241 people already inside the island's Immigration Reception and Processing Centre. Australian Border Force Commissioner Michael Ottram sought to allay fears among locals about infection on the island.
We've got world-class medical experts on the ground, the AUSMAT team, and of course we're making that facility work according to their directions. And in terms of the Christmas Island community, I'm aware of some concerns there. Let me say that the infection control plan is intended to protect anybody outside that facility.
The Australians were among 190 people evacuated from Wuhan early on Wednesday morning. They were flown to a military base near Auckland and then transferred to a charter flight to Brisbane. From there, they flew across the country to RAAF base Learmonth in Western Australia before finally making the last leg of the trip to Christmas Island. The government says it is still trying to arrange a second Qantas flight to Wuhan and that those evacuees will also be quarantined on Christmas Island. The Prime Minister has addressed speculation that isolated mining camps and hotels had been identified as temporary quarantine centres.
Defence and other options would be considered for overflow facilities if they are required, and that sort of contingency planning you would expect the government to do.
Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has repeated her call, denied by the Prime Minister, for disaster relief funding for her state.
I wrote to the Prime Minister in the spirit of cooperation to say, let's treat this huge impact on our economy just as we would as a natural disaster, like a cyclone or a bushfire.
A fourth coronavirus case has been confirmed in Queensland. A 37-year-old man from Wuhan is in isolation at the Gold Coast University Hospital and was a member of the same tour group as the three other people in the state who have contracted the virus. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.